This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 135 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile on this Tuesday. Glad to have you along. And I've been mentioned a couple times. I was talking about it last hour that this show on the road, this very program right here, Midday Mobile, live at Eco Wild on Friday, which is the kickoff for a great event and a brand new event coming to Mobile. But the subject matter, I think you're going to be into, and I know that that's what was in the mind of Stephen. And so Stephen Potts joining us now, editor at PMT Publishing. You know, probably most of y'all know Mobile Bay Magazine. That's one of the publications, but they decided to also put on a show. Thanks for that, Stephen. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, I appreciate you having us.
Okay, I got to ask you this, man. What prompts you, because this is not an easy thing to do. It's a very cool show coming up, packed with events, speakers, activities. What made you want to do this?
You know, we just see the appreciation everybody around here has for all things outdoors, hunting, fishing, conservation, just any kind of outdoor rec. And we know people down here love a celebration and love a good time, and, you know, with great activities and things for the kids to do. So we decided to take it on, and it's been fun. It's been a challenge. It's been a learning curve, but the feedback, and really what helped us keep going, is the feedback we get is continually positive. And, people are like, "Wow, y'all are doing that! I can't wait! I'm coming!" And so we're fired up about it. And we got, you know, it started off. The Porch Band of Creek Indians got behind us early on, and that was a big confidence boost. And we're like, "All right, we can make this happen."
And it is. It's something that, you know, just anecdotally, people always say, "I wonder why we don't have more of this." Right? I mean, we'll have like the boat show, and the boat shows, and that's real cool. And then people go, "But there's a whole bunch of other stuff in the outdoors, and we don't have enough events based around this." You would think, I mean, we are fertile ground for that.
right. And, you know, we love the boat show, and we even talked about that. You know, we don't want to encroach on what they're doing, because we love those guys and they do an awesome job, but we wanted to bring something else, and we wanted to be different than your traditional hook and bullet show. Mm-hmm. And so we added this conservation angle, and really the conservation and it's been fun for me to really learn about all the things going on and all the programs and all the opportunities for all kinds of different activities. It's been fun to see all that come to fruition and watch it happen and be a part of this.
Okay, well, let's kind of walk through as you've been setting this up. So doors open on Friday and it goes through the weekend. What are we going to see as we walk through? You talk about, what kind of people we're going to interact with there. You're talking about some of these activities. You've got a list of activities. Just give us an idea of what we would see walking in and walking through the event.
Right. So a ton of great activities. You're going to see a big rock wall. You're going to see a giant alligator inflatable that I'm going to stick my 4-year-old and come back to it on and come back 2 hours later. There's going to be dog demos. There's a BB gun range. There's kids fishing. We've got a butterfly house. We've got axe throwing. There's going to be the folks at Sofiella helped put together this great wildlife art gallery. So we tried to make it to where there's something for everyone. We've gotten a ton of support from Chris Blankenship and the Department of Conservation in Outdoor Alabama. They're going to have a whole big room full of just a ton of different activities they're hands-on. There's touch tanks, just all kinds of great little things for y'all to do. And that's in addition to the vendors. So we've got some cool vendors like coming in. There's a big hunting stand company coming in that they've got these really nice, fine hunting stands. And so there's going to be something for everyone, we feel like. And I don't know, you should come down. Are we going to have live music? One thing where we're pretty excited about is we've got all these giveaways and some pretty good ones. Really, there's a dove shooting trip in Argentina.
Okay. Got my attention.
And a VIP experience at the Montgomery Whitewater. Two of my favorites are the Department of Conservation. They're giving away a lifetime hunting license and a lifetime fishing license. So this, we're excited about all this. And that just, you know, that shows you the kind of buy-in we're getting from this community.
Absolutely. And, yeah, these activities, and people need to go to the website and see the lineup of the different activities and kind of plan around that. Friday for some people, but I imagine Saturday and Sunday be big for the families.
Right. And kids 8 and under get in free. You can buy tickets online or at the door. You know, Friday, I believe it's Art Walk. So come to the show, then go to Art Walk and stay downtown and have dinner. Saturday, we feel like is going to be a big day, a bunch of people coming through. And then Sunday, you know, Mother's Day. So spin it two ways. Take your mom, get the whole family, take a family trip down to this event, or give mom a break.
Mm-hmm.
And take your kids down and give her a few hours of peace and quiet.
She won't tell you that. I mean, she wants the cards and the flowers, but she wants y'all to get out of the dang house, too.
Right. And we're excited about it, and we appreciate all the support from the community and people like y'all. And we're just looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah, and I like, you know, that when something that people have talked about, you stepped up, y'all stepped up and did this, and so we got something new to enjoy here. So it is exciting. Y'all, the go to the inaugural. It gets started on Friday and goes through Sunday. Once again, you said the tickets are online. What about, you know, we're Mobile guys. Can people, they have to have them ahead of time, or can they buy them there?
No, absolutely not. They're,
you know how that is.
Available, yes, absolutely. Available at the door. They're $15 a day, and online or at the door, whatever, you know, either
good
way.
Good stuff. Stephen, I appreciate y'all doing this, and I'll see you down there on Friday.
We're looking forward to seeing you, Sean. I appreciate it.
All right, there he goes. Stephen Ponce, editor at PMT Publishing. You'll know him as Mobile Bay Magazine, amongst a bunch of other publications, but they put on this Eco Wild event coming up this weekend. You have chances to win tickets tomorrow morning with Dan and Dalton. Let me throw this in the mix, too. As Stephen talked about, there's folks with the state, you know, that are friends of mine that I'll be there with. Also, I want to point out, I'll be doing my show, but Saturday, maybe you've heard of this guy before. He does a show right before Mike Ward and I do our outdoor show. Don Dubuque, my man Don Dubuque, is going to be there on Saturday. So go by and see Don. In addition, can I do this and get, I guess I can, give him preferential treatment because I know this guy. So Covey Flush Kennels is going to be there. They're out of the Montgomery area. They, like another buddy of mine, Kyle Hinton, these guys are raising bird dogs, and they are tempting me every day into the world of real English Cocker Spaniels, the hunting ones. If you've never seen these dogs before, like you think Cocker Spaniels, you're like, yeah, couch dog. Wait till you see what these Cocker Spaniels do. Amazing thing. So that's worth you doing for the grown-ups and taking the kids by to do that as well. So make sure you put that. My man Joey Mason from Mason Hills Farm is going to be there. So make sure you stop by and see that as well. Listen, we'll navigate it all for you on Friday when we're there at the Mobile Convention Center for the kickoff of the Eco Wild event. First year. This is good and exciting. 3 days to check it out.